lost all. Let's fuck shit up. Let's go for a roller coaster ride. Even a shit roller coaster ride. Let's jam all. Synthesize then shower all. Let's treat them mean but keep them keen. Leave things dirty instead of clean. Let's make ourselves at house. Take our feet off mispronounce. Let's party hard but sleep long and late. Let's smash through lockdown, tear off the gates. Let's pretend, let's go all night. Maybe split the difference, baby. When you turn the lights over the top or under the carpet, roll out the red. We've already started.
Thank you. broadcasting live from an undisclosed location. It's me, El Ketter, and MIC with another installment of the clandestine transmission. Hey, hey! Ha ha! Indeed. We've got our man R2-D2 in the house. We're playing the jams. Playing some jams.
R2-D2 likes the jams.
Yeah. He doesn't like the jam as much as his Dark Helmet, but... but he does like the jam. So far, in today's clandestine transmission, you heard new music from Hot Chip. Imagination Dandies Hot Chip. They've been dandies for quite a while.
Long time dandies,
yes. Hot Chip. With Burning Up, and MIC and I were remarking off the mic, not on the album, not on their new record. Is it Stop Making Sense? Why Make Sense? Stop Making Sense was,
Talking Heads.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, no, I don't know why that makes sense. I don't know why that song's not on. What's it, Burning
Up?
Well,
it's on the,
Is it a B-side?
The bonus, the bonus EP or whatever that comes with the album. So yeah, if you want that song, it is on the bonus EP, so I guess you gotta get a, the deluxe edition or whatever you gotta do.
The deluxe edition in the sky.
Exactly. MIC is now looking at Hot Chip on his phone.
It is a non-album bonus track.
Yes.
That's on their accompanying separate EP.
That's what I just said.
So apparently I need to get my hands on that.
Yes. Put your hands on it. You need to.
Put both hands on it.
Hold it gently. But yes, that was Hot Chip with Burning Up. Starting the transmission off. Today's installment is gonna be a somber affair.
Really?
You know, a lot of times we bring the ruckus with the hip hop beats. Play a lot of crazy electronica.
Well, last time was kind stuff. Of
festive time. It had the house tracks on it. Ooh. And you know. It's gonna be a little bit more muted.
Young Thug on it.
I got a lot of slower joints coming up during the transmission. In the background right now, I've got the sounds of Hood Boy with Shallow, EP called Palm Reader, which is out on Fool's Gold. Like that's the closest to the dance music I think we're gonna get during the show, because this is a little bit up-tempo-y, but it's got a nice down-tempo. Piano intro.
It's an up-tempo song with a down-tempo feel.
That's correct, actually. Very,
that's what
nice.
You'll write on the front of the CD when you send it off to radio stations. That'll get you spins. Mad spins.
It would have gotten you a lot of spins from us, but...
With the payola. That's what the cash is for, Ketter.
Yes. MIC's got a wad of cash. I'm not really sure where he thought he was going. Maybe he thought he was going to the strip club or something. But
I think I might have $2 here.
That's a wad of cash right there. That's cash wad.
You know what I bought?
Don't blow that wad.
I bought a bagel. That's what I bought.
You better not have bought a bagel.
I had to get a bagel today. It was a bagel day. One day a month. Bagel month.
I'm shaking my head at you.
Too many carbs.
Too many carbs. That's it. That's become my thing. Anytime anybody posts something about food or pretty much anything on the internet now, Facebook, whatever, you post a picture of your dog just standing around being a dog.
It's too many carbs.
Too many carbs! ! It's my thing.
Hashtag too many carbs.
No hashtag.
Yeah, hashtag.
No.
I'm gonna look this shit up.
Just too many carbs! !
Let's see how many. Yo. That shit could have mad pictures.
Because you know what? For those who don't know, both myself and MIC have become a little bit more health conscious.
Sure.
Within the last year or so, I guess. I've completely given up sugar, soda, cut down on the carbs. Living a very, very low carbohydrate lifestyle. MIC's cut the bagels out because he was eating a lot of bagels, which is that little very carby, very carby
snack. I did go with a too many carb diet. Too much pasta.
You were on the too many carb diet.
So I was on the far too many carb diet.
Because I was eating a lot of bagels. I was eating a lot of pizza, a lot of grinder rolls.
Oh yeah.
It was
now during my last year internship. It was carbo dinner because I had to make something fast.
Yeah.
Put in a little bowl.
I was eating a lot of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah. So it was like a bowl. It was like rice dishes. Rice dish.
I was eating a lot of
veggies,
rice. A lot of beans.
Some seitan or a pasta dish.
A lot
and
of potato.
Some pesto and
yep.
some
yeah.
veggie meatballs or something. So
which it was which
a,
surprisingly
it was like a vegan dish, but it was like a vegan carb dish.
Well, surprisingly, a lot of vegan dishes there can be extremely. Carb intensive, actually, but you know, we've moved along. We both got the water bottles here. it's a much healthier radio show than it ever was, I think.
Word.
I had the Swiss chard.
There you go.
Chicken enchiladas earlier.
I saw
today.
That.
That's where you replace the
Chef Ketter.
No, I didn't make those. I usually do a lot of the cooking, but
where are you on here?
M. Cody of Little Fish Inc. actually prepared that that dish, and it came out wonderful.
Looks delicious.
Yeah,
we gotta put some recipes up on the website.
That's why I'm addressing this right now so that they're not surprised when
I put a picture,
a like
put a picture, and then drop a link, at least a link to something.
Cause I'd be throwing down in the kitchen.
Word up.
That was very good. I wanted to send some props out to M. Cody of our sister site littlefishinc.com. For the fantastic enchilada plate, good work, keeping it healthy, keeping it low carb. Like my beets with a lot of bass, my food with very few carbs. Speaking of beets, bass, got more jams coming up for you. Coming up next, got new music from A$AP Rocky. Who incidentally has made what is very likely to be the album of the year. Me and MIC were going back and forth a couple weeks ago when it dropped. Just literally couldn't believe how good it was. Because, you know, I have all of his previous records, the mixtapes, all that stuff. You know, I got the ASAP Ferg stuff. I got the ASAP Mob stuff, but this, it just hits with an impact that you are completely unprepared for. Just an outstanding album.
Yeah, no, I compare it to when I first heard that Kendrick, who I didn't expect much from. It was like, wow, I love this. And same thing with ASAP. I was like, all right, I like this dude. I don't love this dude. He's not one of my favorite rapper guys. I was like, all right, this album will be. We'll see what's up with that. I like the LSD track.
Yeah.
And then I was like, holy shit. I think I was telling you. I was like, yo.
Yeah.
It's like, it was like nonstop bangers.
I'm
on like track 9. I'm like, yo, there's no songs I want to skip.
Yeah. I can't believe it. You know, I spend most of my days, dude, why did my iTunes just start? Did you just start my iTunes? How did that happen?
My phone is hijacking the computer, Ketter, because it's talking about A$AP Rocky, and Siri was like, yo, I want to hear that album. I'm taking over the podcast.
No,
well, you know what? Because I plugged in my phone.
Yeah, but...
And when I plugged in my phone,
so
it must have kickstarted the iTunes.
I'm trying to get iTunes to shut, because I never use iTunes, because it's a piece of crap.
Well, now you're using iTunes.
No, I'm not. No. It needs to get off my screen.
Hola.
Hola.
Get off my screen, iTunes. What the hell?
I told you it's infiltrated your system.
Son of a bitch.
It's a tag team of Macintosh devices.
So anyway, we were talking about ASAP Rocky's new LP at long last, ASAP, which it just blew my mind. MIC mentioned the Kendrick. No disrespect to Kendrick, but completely.
Oh, I like it more than the Kendrick.
Completely blows that Kendrick record
out of the
water. I'll
put that out there.
Like I like. It's no chance. It's just not. There's not even. No, there's just no comparison. I every day at work, it's on repeat in the headphones. I think I've listened to it like 78 times this week, according to Last.fm. Yeah, no, it's pretty serious. And we're gonna play something off that right now. I could say one of my favorite tracks from the album, but you know what? The album is packed with joints that are my favorite tracks from the album, so it's not like, that's not saying much, you know what I mean? But one of the many outstanding standout tracks from At Long Last ASAP, it's Fine Wine, featuring Future, Joe Fox, and an MIA, who apparently is really angry at somebody. We're going to get into that up next on the Clandestine Transmission.
Cup is getting muddy. Oh, buddy, it's just that punk's drunk and loving. No buggy, eyes bloody. When we out in public, I'm hubby. She say she love me. Wasted money on syrup and honey. Think she Duffy. Then I became a druggie. Enhanced my fame and money. And for your pain and suffering, my karma's waiting for me. Expecting payments from me. But she won't get a damn thing from me. Might get a band-aid from me. These sweating bands and these plans ain't for me. I know I'm a scumbag, and now your heart broke. The night is still young for you to sip and wine.
Slow, slow, slow.
Let me see you wine.
Slow, slow, slow.
I know your heart is broken. Pick up your wine glass with your fine ass. Before your wine glass.
Slow, slow.
Boiling of pain, and I bring the
Clandestine transmission.
Back on the scene.
Yes. With the sounds of Imagination Dandy. More dandies. Shlomo. That's how you have to pronounce it. You have to say Shlomo.
Shlomo.
With Slow Descent from his new record, Dark Red. That's what we got going in the background right now. You just heard music from Pony Boy. That's B-W-O-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And the song was called Creature Comforts. I was just telling him I see that album's dope. Basically, the entire album, which I'm not going to try to pronounce because the album title's weird. It sounds just like that. Like that song. So recommended for folks who like Burial, anything that's kind of like chopped and screwed. People who do the lean, the purple drank.
Purple drank.
Yes. Or if you're fucking, particularly if you're fucking on drugs.
Highly recommended.
Highly.
Okay.
Yeah. We also had music in there from Stranger Cat. Played a little bit from Stranger Cat before. We were lucky enough to catch them live out there in Providence, Rhode Island. A alongside Yoni Wolf and Serengeti. That was from their new record, In the Wilderness, the title track. Also highly recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Great album. No one's really up on that. That's
no.
Nah, because
we didn't know who they were. They showed up. We were like, yes.
And I immediately plunked down my cash for their record. Yes.
And I saw one of the I forget dude's names. One of the guys I'm following on Periscope does like some music stuff, and I was recommending. I was like, look up Stranger Cat. He was like, yeah.
Speaking of which,
I like them.
Why aren't you periscoping this right now?
That's what I was saying before the start of the show. I was like, yo, next one we gotta set up an Imagination Periscope account.
And you do know that Periscope is only available for the iPhone, right?
No. It's good. There's a...
No.
Yeah.
When I went and looked, there was no Android app.
I just went and looked at an article today that said something about...
Well, we're gonna have to get this ironed out after the show, then.
We'll figure it out. Can't you do it from your computer, too?
MIC wants to do this next show... Because he didn't want to do it during this show. He didn't want anybody to see him in his gym shorts.
My gym shorts are popping.
He's got his gym shorts on.
Look, I got a pocket. Go all the way down. Look at that.
Woo!
Every pant.
Oh man.
Every pants needs to have a full length pocket to hide all your goodies in. You gotta get some shorts. You get a tiny ass pocket.
You definitely need to hide your goodies in the shorts.
So, I could definitely give the Nike Tech Fleece shorts 2 thumbs up for their giant pocket. I wish there was another one on the other side, like my other pair of shorts. Then you have 2 giant pockets. Because usually what happens when you buy
like some kind of mutant kangaroo.
Yes. Give me some pockets with some zippers, folks. Stop shortchanging me. I got lots of stuff to carry.
Because he's got lots of change, so don't shortchange him on that.
I got lots of shit to put in my pockets.
Put change in his pockets. And, of course, we started that set off with music from ASAP Rocky. Fine wine. You have to say that way. You have to say fine wine.
What kind of wine would you like, Ketter?
I would like some fine wine. And you've got to do this with your hand when you say it, too. Fine wine.
That's why we need to have the Periscope on.
Exactly. What we actually need is a real Periscope. So that we can keep tabs on what's going on in the neighborhood.
With all the shit that's in this apartment, how is there not a Periscope somewhere?
Yo, Periscope?
Everything in here leads me to think, like, there's a Periscope next to this stuff.
Periscope, fireman pole. Those are the two things the apartment needs.
A four-story fireman pole?
Yes. So that I can just go to the window.
You can slide down into my car?
I can just bail out whenever I want.
That'll work.
Yep.
We gotta find a Periscope.
Oh, the bus is coming. Zoom.
We do gotta find a Periscope. Because you guys got the perfect Periscope sort of like setup here.
Yeah.
And then you can Periscope from the Periscope. It'll be like Inception. The Periscope. Perception.
Don't get me started on Inception. Don't get me started on that. You want me to start poking holes in the plot of that movie for you? Is that what you want?
Leonardo.
You're on drugs.
And Donatello.
You're listening to too much ASAP Rocky there.
Too much LSD. Totally got off track what we're talking about. ASAP Rocky.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Go get that album. It's been out for like a month now. So if you don't have it, shame on you.
Yeah,
your summer is awful.
I'm something really incredible would have to come out this year for that not to be my favorite album of the year. I'm serious. It really is that good, and that really.
Yeah, I don't even.
Yeah,
I don't know what else is on deck. Like as far, especially even like a hip-hop album.
There's other good stuff out there. I'm sure
Kanye coming out with an album this year.
But still, I don't. As much as I enjoy Mr. West, there's no way. There's no way he's gonna make a record that will go in the same. In that same, it just no, it's not gonna happen. I'm sure he'll make a fine album, maybe. I don't know. See, I don't know though, because his track record right now isn't that great because of the freaking Paul McCartney song.
See,
which Kanye, that's the thing. We were,
talk
while
about
we
it.
While we were playing the song, we were talking about how, like, yo, one of the things that happened was ASAP Rocky put out that single with Rod Stewart on it. And both me and MIC were like, fuck that. We weren't even listening to it.
I did not listen to that song.
We weren't giving it a chance. And like,
I was going to skip it when it came on the album.
And I immediately had visions of like that Bone Thugs and Harmony song with Rod Stewart from back in the day.
Phil Collins.
Jesus. Yeah, with Phil Collins. What did that use? Take Me Home?
Yes. That's like, horrible. Yeah, and the video he was in.
And he was in the video. I thought it was going to be some shit like that. And I was not having that. Lo and behold, the album was so good. And I'm going through the album and I'm like, yo, each song is better than the next. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I know that the Rod Stewart song is coming.
Yes.
And
you're like, he buried this at the end of the album because it's garbage.
Yo, the Rod Stewart song comes on, and that shit is dope as fuck.
They just flipped the sample.
Cause it's not like he went and got 90-year-old Rod Stewart to come and sing on the song.
He did not.
He went back, got and sampled a song that had Rod Stewart on it from back in the day. And it's not even like a Rod Stewart song.
No.
But used the sample, but also interpolated it with like, you know, Miguel doing the hook, and like then they freak it in the middle, and like I was just like, oh my God, he even made a dope song with Rod Stewart on it. It just boggled my mind, and I couldn't believe it. And he brought Mos Def back on there.
That's
on the
right.
album, like sounding like he was hungry again.
Hungry,
like
hungry
yeah,
Mos Def, he's getting ready to pay his child support.
Yes, that. Yo, that shit.
Yasin Bey.
He is actually back to being Mos Def now. He has dropped Yasin Bey and has went back to calling himself.
Has he come back to the United States to pay his child support?
I don't believe he has. I do believe that he is still in Africa. But point being, go out, get a copy of At Long Last ASAP. And get some psychedelic drugs. Do the drugs. Listen to the album. Lose your job.
Yo, listen to the album, get motivated to get a better job.
Exactly. One where you can be high on LSD on the job. Because that is the American dream right there.
It's all right. It's coming. It's coming at
you. I think we're going to play more music.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Coming up next, we got more music from Prefuse 73. I had played a track off his new record as background music a couple podcasts ago. This is a tune he's got in collaboration with Helado Negro that is pretty dope. Vocal song called See More Than Just Stars. And it's coming at you right now on the Clandestine Transmission.
Thank you. tone. Like the weather, like the lenses in the frame. They throw steel, won't let a nigga shine from the grind. After paper, make a dollar out of oxygen and carbon monoxide. So help a brother out. Bring the water through the drought, restore the order and the sequence. When he speaking sequence over compositions and shit, making money legit. Proud to say I never sold weed or any substance, but I'm high off it with my niggas in the south of France, watching the sunset and smoke a gram. On the come up, tuck your chain and use your checks efficiently. About to put these niggas out of jobs when he hit the streets like Jesus. He just too out of realm with it. Beat it, out the system, down the realm with it. I'm drunk, out my system, out of self. Roll from the upper shelf, upper echelon, exploration. Ration, 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 V. In RK, in RK. They knew. Thank you. Opponents with the pigment, ship them like shipments. He been the other color pigment. Prescription medication inside of the paper for meditation. Mediation, peep the symbols and the abbreviation. Faded in the range, these niggas stubborn. They ain't ready for the change. Against the grain, like the stylist did. He styling when his loafers hit the scene. Leave green cheese, started jacket in the rain. Pyramid rain, 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 rain. Legendary when he speaking, never seen defeat. Make a living lifting letters off the loose leaf. Shit. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Ah, yes. Returning to the microphone once again is I, El Keter, alongside MIC.
Hey, hey.
With another edition of Clandestine Transmission.
It is right.
In the background, you get the sounds of Night School Click with Nice Nightmares. E-prom remix. For the uninitiated, Night School Click. That's DJ Shadow.
Ah.
DJ Shadow and another guy. I can't remember off the top of my head who the other dude is. It's not somebody who I'm very familiar with. But they have formed a duo, doing like a kind of crunked up electronic bass thing. Like, it's not really, it's not like trap, but it kind of is, but it's not. It's a lot of bass. It's a lot of bass. A lot of bass and noises.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Because, you know, he was on that whole bass thing. He did that like DJ, that DJ tour where it was like Adventures in Bass or whatever.
Sure.
He did the show at the club, and the club like kicked him out or whatever because they were like, fuck this. This is not music that we want to hear in the nightclub.
Not anybody
like,
want anybody.
Yo, you hired DJ Shadow. And... Yeah. You hired me to like DJ your fucking night.
Yeah.
And then you're going like, to tell me.
Whoa, Mr. Person that we hired, you need to do what... We think you need to do.
You need to play some Katy Perry.
Yeah. I think there was an episode of Louis this season where he went on tour doing comedy, and one of the comedy dudes was like, yeah, could you do something different?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's some bullshit. But
that is some straight bullshit.
Nice School Click, Nice Nightmares, not bullshit, pretty dope. Both the remix that I'm playing right now and the regular version. Go check out the Night School Click EP, 3-song EP, out now on DJ Shadow's new label, Liquid Amber.
Nice.
That's right. During the last set, you heard music from No Such Thing. Don't Mind Me featuring Who Are I. I was remarking to MIC, last time I played No Such Thing, he sent me a story, like, the next day, or, like, sometime the next week when I was at work, from LA newspaper about how No Such Thing's entire rack of gear and a bunch of his hard drives and a bunch of his stuff got stolen from a gig.
Mm-hmm.
That just bummed me the hell out, man.
I remember reading when Q-Tip lost all his stuff in the fire.
Yeah.
I remember reading stories like that, and I was like, ah, oh, just, I felt just...
Yeah, I remember that.
Just dark.
There's that. There's the RZA losing all the beats in the flood.
Yeah, somebody else. Yeah, I don't even want to think about it.
So, like, hip-hop guys, get some insurance.
They shooting.
That... Someone, they may be shooting, but it is close to the 4th of July, so it could just be fireworks.
That's not like a fireworks.
In this neighborhood, you don't really know. But yeah, that bummed me out. It actually kind of put a damper on my enjoyment of the newest album, which is stupid. But I did finally get around to playing something else off of the new record. The LP is titled Faded. We already made jokes about the title not being faded. We're not going to do it again.
No.
You also heard son of a fuck.
EBA. Is that what they said?
I can't remember. See, we went to a bunch of trouble to figure out how to pronounce their name properly so we wouldn't sound like jackasses. And here we are. Jackassing it up. I think it's eBay. I'm pretty sure that was what the person in the video said. So unless Spotify is wrong, eBay. Excuse me. Jesus Christ! Don't laugh at me, Mike.
Yo. Maybe like write it down phonetically, like for the names.
Because you don't want to be the jerk who pronounces the name wrong, and then we're totally that jerk.
Yep.
The name of the track was Weathermen, or Weatherman, not Weathermen. That's LP's former crew.
Let's say Weathermen.
From their self-titled debut, a pair of twin sisters. I believe they're French and Cuban, if memory serves me correct. I posted several of their videos on imagination.com. Alpi is really solid.
That's who they're doing the show.
Pretty sure it's on XL Records. I'm looking at Mike.
I don't know.
He's my fact checker.
First time hearing him, so hey, sound good.
Could be Warp. It's one of those labels. Pretty sure, you know, one of those labels from England. Anyway, the album's really good. It's got a bunch of sort of Yoruba.
Yeah, it's on XL.
It is on XL. Okay.
Yeah, came out in February.
Yoruba influenced lyrics, a lot of songs dedicated to Orishas, and it's pretty heavy. Definitely recommended.
Word.
I've been listening to that a lot at work as well.
I was gonna say, if you're in New York, go see him tomorrow.
But that's useless, because this podcast isn't going to get posted until the following day.
MIC so and Kennedy have, to go to Summer
already,
Stage
you
and
have
see them.
Missed the show.
See them in Jungle. That'd be a fresh show to go see.
And there you also heard music from Pyramid Vritra. Kind of, as I was explaining to MIC, kind of an Odd Future side dude. He was part of, Jet... Now I can't remember the goddamn name of the group.
Jet Jackson?
No, it was like Jet something of the future. I'm pretty sure they were called kind of like an R&B soul weird project that was released by Odd Future's website. Doing like a hip hop thing on his own. He released an album I want to say like last year or the year before on Stone's Throw. This is from his new record, which again, if I try to pronounce the title, I'm gonna sound like a jackass. It could be Danu. It's got one of those little flat accents over the A, and I will confess that I do not know how to pronounce the flat accent. You know, growing up in the 1980s, the era of Motley Crue, which had an unnecessary umlaut, did not really help figuring out the pronunciation of various accented vowels. So I do my best. You also heard music from Prefuse 73, which is what we started the set off with way back. Four songs ago, and that was See More Than Just Stars featuring Helado Negro from Prefuse's new Rivington Now Rio CD, LP, tape, MP3, digital download, album, pay what you want, whatever. Whatever, pay as you go. Whatever the kids do nowadays with the musics.
You want to give me some money? Cool.
I don't really know.
Are you broke? You can't afford to buy an album? Here, listen to it.
Awesome. I am broke. So there you go. I did want to play a little Wayback Machine here. Go back to last episode where we did have a little discussion regarding Young Thug and the Bosoms and the whole nine yards. And We also mentioned, hey, contact us on Facebook, but leave all that hatred aside. We don't want to hear that mess, son.
Don't come on Facebook talking about, hey, man, why are you guys pro man bosoms?
So, what happens this week after that whole show, after the whole admonishment? Facebook lost its goddamn mind. I had a dude post like a picture of Lil B,
yo,
the bass god.
Bass God on ESPN, right?
I'm pretty sure he was on ESPN talking about the curse.
Yeah.
And he was wearing like a sombrero and what...
Yo, homeboy came correct. He had like a sun hat
on. This guy referred to as a blouse. I didn't feel like it was a blouse. I just thought he was wearing a very 1970s outfit. That's what I thought was going on. Because that dude basically like looked like... that. My dad could have worn that outfit back in the day. You know what I'm saying? But... posted a link to the ESPN story and was like, that they're just trying to feminize the black man, feminize manhood,
yeah,
and get us all to, you know, wear dresses and blah blah blah.
It's an assault on masculinity going on.
And I was just like, yo, you gotta be kidding me, dog.
Folks can't take it.
You gotta be kidding me. Because you know, if we're going to start talking about music, one of the things like MIC and I have talked about a lot going back to our old days on Urban Alternatives and Dusty Grooves is like, you know, when we were kids in the 80s, there were a whole host of crazy androgynous stars. Whether it was... your boy who sang, you know, "You Spin Me Right Round" like a record.
Dead or Alive?
Yeah. Whether it was
PETA.
I can't remember. Face? That's why I called. That's why I mentioned his record, because I can't remember his name right now.
Cause yeah,
I'm
man.
Because I'm old. Because I was a kid in the 80s.
Boy,
you know,
George,
Boy George, Prince. There's a whole litany of different
artists.
You were
doing some kind of pop music in the 80s. Adam Ant. Jesus. You had some makeup. Jesus.
George Michael.
Yo. George Michael.
Yes. There was a whole host of folks. Now, okay. So from that list, right? Some of them could have been of the homosexual orientation. Sure. Some of them might not have been. That's not really my business. That is their business. All I know is they made the dope jams. They had me and MIC jamming out.
Just make the dope jams.
Regardless, and like we said, as kids, it did not register that like they were wearing makeup or that they had the crazy haircut or that they had the assless pants or that they were wearing high heels or whatever. None of that registered. They were just cool and made good music. And, you know, going back further than that, you know, during the same era, the early 1980s, we were also listening to what? We were listening to the early hip hop records by like, you know, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five with the leather outfits and the tight pants and the studded belts and the crazy perms and, you know, Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force with the crazy outfits. Wearing a dashiki muumuu, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's like,
yeah,
that it's been a thing. It's been an ongoing thing, regardless. That, you know, artists were gonna wear some outfits that are flamboyant. You know, you go back to Prince, you go back to Rick James, you go back to the Days of Funk, you go back to, you know, Parliament Funkadelic. You take a look at George Clinton wearing a bed sheet. You know, homeboy with the diaper on stage, and why is it that now in 2015, all of a sudden, whether it's Young Thug, whether it's Lil B, whether it's Kanye West with the kilt on, or whatever, all of a sudden, you know, that's the thing. We know that the reason why is because it's hip hop. And like, you know, there, like we were saying last week, the whole macho aspect of like, you know, the rap music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was funny because same week, somebody also posted something about like how bros, you know, what we used to call choaches,
yeah,
with the flipped up collar and like, you know, the
Pete Burns,
the white, thank you, the white co-ed naked.
Oh yeah,
ball cap and the puka shell necklace.
Those guys,
how they are ruining electronic music via the EDM.
Uh-huh.
Which, yo, I don't. It's true. I've been to like events where there's been like a bunch of like
bros,
doing, you know,
dudes
fist pumping and stuff. And that's really not like the community of electronic music that I was familiar with from, like, the house clubs and all that kind of stuff.
It turns into, like, it's a college sort of frat
thing. It's a whole different thing. But, you know, this was a little discussion on Facebook about how bros were ruining the electronic music and, like, taking the community out of it. And people in the thread were using what I would consider, you know, anti-gay slurs to describe the bros. You know the word. I don't have to say it. And I was just like, yo, does no one see the irony of, like,
right,
this language usage in this thread about, like, how bros are ruining the dance music community when, like, you know, the dance music community has always been,
mm-hmm,
you know, part of the gay community. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Like, I make no bones about that. When we go to the house club, we're basically going to a gay club. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's not a problem. You know, that's the community.
Right.
And it's a fantastic community, too. Like, yo, the nicest people. And, you know, the most friendly nightclub community ever. You know, no dress code, no, you know, the normal sort of club bullshit that people deal with. It's just out the door because people are going to just hear the music and dance.
Right.
And I just couldn't get over the fact that in the spirit of protecting the community, these cats were whipping out, you know, the F-bomb, basically.
F-bomb.
Yes. And I thought it was funny that it tied back into the whole discussion that we had about Young Thug. Then on top of it, I also had to delete somebody on Facebook because they posted some old nonsense about, like, you know, if you don't run from the cops, you don't have anything to be afraid of, and, like, and I was just like, ah, really? Because, yo, honestly, my Facebook feed is usually free of all of the kind of nonsense that I'm discussing right now. It is usually, you know, I got a lot of really smart people. I got a lot of people talking about, you know, political stuff. I got a lot of people talking about, like, the art and the stuff that they create.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a lot of countercultural folks who talk about the subjects that I am interested in, the occult. You know,
sure.
You know, not the typical your dad posting about, you know,
somebody's
some
cousin,
Fox News shit, and,
yeah,
like, that's
posting a Vine of
exactly,
somebody,
you know, I'm not
somebody breakdancing at a wedding.
I'm not friends with those people, so I'm not getting that stuff. But apparently a couple of them snuck through, so I had to take action. And, you know,
got to go.
Sadly,
they do.
Sadly, the week was capped off with some unfortunate events in South Carolina, and I don't know, to describe it pretty plainly, a white dude, a racist white dude, we'll preface it that way, a really racist white dude, which, you know, South Carolina, that's not really saying much, but went into a historically African-American church and shot the place up. Killed a bunch of people, like, killed, like, 9 people. Some people did manage to escape with their lives, thankfully. And, of course, that's all over Facebook. I've said my piece on Facebook. If you are my friend on Facebook, go like my post regarding the Confederate flag in South Carolina. No, but the thing is like, that goes back to, you know, a couple years ago, my day job moved to South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
For those that don't know, we are here in the Northeast. We are in Springfield, Massachusetts. Massachusetts, you know, the liberal Northeast,
sure,
if you will. They moved their operation down. I'm not going to say who it was. But they moved their operation down to South Carolina. And, you know, there was some talk about, like, hey, you know, are you going to apply to go work in South Carolina? Are you going to move to South Carolina or stay with the company? And my whole thing was like, no. I can't live in South Carolina.
No.
South Carolina still flies the Confederate flag. South Carolina had, at the time at least, had a law in place banning gay marriage. South Carolina banned the teaching of evolution in their schools and teaches creationism. No, I can't go and move. I can't move to that place. That place is backwards. Like, yo, that's, you know, that's like the home of crazy racist white people. Like, I can't move my liberal Massachusetts dreadlock Jewish self down to, you know, South Carolina and wear all of my occult t-shirts and play my hip hop and like, that's not gonna happen. There is no house.
It would not been a good time.
There is no house club in South Carolina. It's unsurprising that a crazy racist dude comes out of South Carolina, you know? There's been a lot of media attention that has basically just kind of ignored the fact that the cause of the whole scenario is racism. You know, you can put spin on it if you want. You can spin it as a gun control thing. You can spin it I think that's the only thing you could probably spin it as is maybe a gun control thing. But like, they're spinning it as gun control, as the mentally ill.
Yeah.
They're spinning it as an attack on Christianity of all things, which is patently fucking ridiculous.
Right.
You know, everything but, hey, this was a super racist white guy.
Yeah.
And he wanted to kill some black people. Like,
right.
And that's the fact. Like, yo, all of the other stuff is just an excuse. You know, it's an excuse and an explanation, and it has nothing to do with the facts.
Yeah, no. He didn't have a arsenal. It was like the guy the week before in Texas that bombed a police station and shot up a bunch of cops that had like a armored vehicle that, you know, that came and went. That was in the news for like 30 minutes and then it was gone. And
everyone was talking about the chick who pretended to be black.
Oh yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, you know,
easily distracted.
No one talked about the terrorist attack against the police in Texas. You know, they brushed the girl who got body slammed by the barrel rolling cop in also in Texas under the rug. You know, and then this, and it's like, you know, when is the discussion going to be about the actual issue?
Yeah, I mean that's where it's been at with the whole like Black Lives Matter thing, and my what I need to put is the whole when people are protesting next week and this weekend, if anyone tries to complain about their commute or shit like that,
which is bullshit anyway,
just like lay them out. Just like verbally, I
advocate actually laying them out physically. just punching them right in the face. You know, some kind of complaint about, the protesters, they're getting in my way, they're preventing me from getting to work on time, they're preventing me from getting home on time.
What about the ambulances that gotta get through? They'll find another way, believe me.
Yeah.
Believe me. the EMTs will find another way to get around traffic. Cause shit, there's traffic every fucking day, and I saw an ambulance figure out a way to get around downtown this morning. But it was mobbed and cars couldn't go anywhere, and there was no protest going on. So save that.
But yeah, you know, we got Rick Perry and all the other Republican candidates pulling a bunch of crazy bullshit out of their asses.
Oh, of course.
You know, I heard from Obama was relatively even keeled.
Yeah.
But like Fox News jumped right in there, you know. Claiming that Obama's gonna come and take your gun, which I didn't hear him say. I didn't, you know. And he's been like the least intrusive president regarding gun rights.
He knows. It's a fight not worth fighting.
Years. That's crazy. It's crazy town.
He's not wasting his time. That's he's not going to waste his time and sleep over something that's not going to happen.
But you know, he suggested that there's a possibility that maybe American culture is a little too violent. And
take that home. Let that marinate.
God forbid. But yo, even that ignores the fact that yeah, this dude was violent. But you know what else he was? He was a fucking racist.
Yeah.
Just a straight dyed-in-the-wool racist. And, you know, there's been a little bit of discussion regarding his friends and family being aware of his plans for up to 6 months.
Oh, I'm sure.
And not telling anyone or doing anything. And just by being like, oh, Jimmy's...
Thing I saw about his roommate knowing.
Yeah.
No shit. I'm like, that dude a racist too.
Exactly.
They're rooming together.
Yeah.
Yo, so I am not, if I have to like shack up with somebody, all of a sudden I'm not going to find out like, yo, that dude
right.
hates black folks.
He figured out after the dude got caught that the patch on his jacket was like the apartheid patch.
Yeah.
He didn't realize that before.
No.
Of course he realized that before. I'm sure they were sitting around having the discussions about Hitler and shit.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I'm
regularly
sure I'm sure
in the
like,
apartment.
Down there is a passive racist. And then it's and like, oh shit, I didn't know Jimmy was going to go shoot up a bunch of black folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. No, it's...
Yeah, and that's the thing. I can't say I'm surprised about the location and about, you know,
none of that shit surprised me anymore.
No.
It would surprise me if someone dropped like an atomic bomb. I'd be like, damn, how'd they get that bomb? But, anthrax, gas, grenades, rocket launchers, someone want to have a drone shoot a missile into a school. That's not going to surprise me. Because people have that shit at their fingertips. They have access to it. You know, the government's not going to, you know, control stuff. I think I put another article up about how the Homeland Security, they basically were like, yeah, we don't give a shit about terrorists here in the country. You know, racist groups
I missed that article. Great.
This is back in like 2009. They were like, we're more focused about ISIS and these other countries. It's like, yeah, but we got shit over here that we could probably handle. They're not dedicating, you know, a lot of time or effort into it. And
that's what
shit like this grows.
You know,
I mean,
John Stewart addressed that last night in his not funny monologue, but very, you know, very poignant monologue. I just really think that, like the response to terrorism, I guess, like, you know, you remember back in like 2001, just after the whole 9/11 situation, it was like, you know, if you see something, say something, and you know, people were watching for bags on fucking buses and shit.
There's still bomb threats every day. There's someone left a bag somewhere.
The people that you're friends with on Facebook, those racists. Those people that post those Fox News stories, the uncle that you just let slide, do something about it. Like, yo, seriously.
You see something?
Seriously.
Say something.
If that shit is going on in your family, do something about it. You have a voice. That's the least that any of us have. You know what I mean? It's what we have right here on the show. We got a microphone and a voice. That's it. You know, you may have some type of influence upon the people who are in your lives, the people that you come into direct contact with, and you're like, oh, you know, I'm just letting it slide. That homophobic comment, I'm just gonna let it slide. That racist comment, I'm just gonna let it slide. I don't have to say anything about it. Oh, my friends, when they have a discussion about how bros are ruined in dance music, and it turns into some weird homophobic rant, I'm not gonna say anything about that. Fuck that. Say something about it.
Yeah.
Yo, you don't have to be particularly eloquent. Just point it out. Be like, yo, that's racist. Yo, that's homophobic. Yo, that's sexist. Whatever. And you know, I'm not saying be the PC police. I'm not saying go and, you know, slap everybody on the hand for making a joke and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But like MIC used the phrase passive racist, you know, you can tell these are people that you know what they're really about.
Mm-hmm.
Just say something. It might not change their mind, but you never know. You know what I mean? You don't know the influence that you might have on a person, particularly if they actually care about you.
Right.
You know what I mean? We gotta try. We gotta try right. something.
Because they the bigger picture stuff with Carolinas, they feed on that sort of passive racism, institutional stuff.
You know, we're not gonna change Fox News. We're not gonna change Rick Perry. But you might change Uncle Mort.
Yeah.
You know, you might change Jimmy from down the block. You might change that roommate or, you know, that kid you go to school with or whatever. You might actually jostle some sense into them just by letting them know, hey, you know me. I'm in your life on a daily basis, and I don't really think that that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. You can't, you know, that's like the whole thing with flying the flag. It's like, fuck you. We're going to fly this flag. You can't do nothing about it. The same way people, you know, are racist or sexist or have transphobia, and they just feel like, hey, I can make fun of whatever I want to. I could, like, talk shit about, you know, transgendered folks or gay folks. And no one's going to say nothing because I don't give a fuck. And I think what happens is most people don't want to speak up and say, like, oh, damn, yo, that dude's a racist.
And now more than ever is the time to address it, because if you look at the last month, look at the events that have transpired within the last month, whether, you know, dealing with race, dealing with transgender politics, dealing with homophobia, dealing with sexism, just so many little incidents have happened, and the way that the media and your friends on Facebook and social media have addressed it is shitty. If you look at all the stuff that had to do with Jenner, look at the way that morphed into all the weird memes regarding homegirl from the NAACP.
Right.
The weird conflation of like the gender politics and the race politics and transgender issues and supposed transracial issues. Like, yo, just complete crazy town.
Yeah.
You know,
and I think with social media, it's so much easier for people to like share stuff. It's like, oh, I saw this thing. It's a picture of Caitlyn Jenner, and it's a dog asking where the balls are or something. Like, it's like, it's awesome. Right. It's shit like that.
Yeah.
And people see it and they laugh and they want to share it with other people. And no one says anything. So step up, like, yo, that's funny. That's not funny. Like, how is that funny?
Kenny Dennis.
Yeah.
Kenny Dennis said it best.
Yo, what you mean?
What you mean funny?
So, and I think people just sort of like jump in there and then, you know, but nah, for me, yo, it's like, you know what? Cut those folks out of your life and let them know, like, yeah, that shit ain't cool. And I think that's, you know, that's down south, it seems like there's like this the racism sort of like this just, all right, hey, oh, it's just heritage and it's just them. They're all just going to be racist and.
Yeah,
and we'll just cope with it and just acknowledge it and just be like and just shrug it off and like, you know, forgive them and not do nothing until a dude shoots up a school or a church and we say, what's going on, man? Like, yo.
And this is what I posted on Facebook earlier, and I'm gonna put it out there again right now. But this is the facts. South Carolina flying a Confederate flag. You need to look at it this way. The Confederacy was a group of states that seceded from the Union of the United States of America. That's treason. We would call that treasonous. They said, we do not want to be a part of the United States anymore. And then fought a war against the other states. And lost. They lost. Now, the United States of America gladly accepted them back into the Union at that point. They didn't go and round up everyone from all of those states and ship them off to a concentration camp or you know, line everybody up against the wall and shoot them or anything like that. They let them back into the union. What do those people go and do for the last 100 years, basically? They have thrown that back in the United States' face by flying the fucking Confederate flag.
Yeah, whenever they...
Flying the Confederate flag should be an act of... should be considered an act of treason. All of those flags need to be taken down and burned. Burned right in front of all of the cracker-ass crackers who fly them, and then feed the ashes to them. Make them eat the ashes.
Right in front of Bo and Luke Duke.
Yes. I've had it up to here. It's been too long. It makes no sense.
There was just, I think a month or so ago, there was a country show at the Giant Stadium in New York.
Yeah,
there was
a big issue. I know all about this.
With folks flying the flag, and they're like, yeah, what's going, you know? And like, it comes up with stuff like that. But it always comes, you know, my thing is like, Giant Stadium, sports shit. So if the Giants are playing the Eagles, and someone
goes... Why is there a Confederate flag anywhere?
If someone goes and hangs an Eagles flag up at the Giants Stadium, that shit is getting taken down and fucking burned. So my thing's the same thing.
That's happening at the Eagles Stadium, yeah, too, right. But you know what?
But, I mean, this is our stadium. I don't want no one putting the Jets flag up at the... I'm tearing that shit down. You know, I mean, we used to go to Yankee Stadium. If a dude wore a hat that wasn't for the Yankees, they would get that shit snatched up in the bleachers and thrown on the field, and the dude would get pummeled.
Yeah. I mean,
so, you flying a flag?
And you are
basically the opposition?
The losing team.
Yeah. No.
You don't get to do that shit. No. You don't get to do that remembering our heritage.
Right.
Get the fuck out of here.
Somebody had an article was like, that's something that goes into the museum. Like, hey, these are the
basement at the museum.
And
that's where it goes.
That's where it goes. It goes in there because there's a million different flags for the country.
Exactly.
You can't fly them shits all over the place. You just can't. Nah, but that's whatever. That's they've taken that. That's freaking subliminal racism. It's like, yo, I can't be a racist. I can't like burn a cross in my yard. But I can hang this flag off the back of my truck.
They don't burn a cross in their yard. They burn a cross in your yard.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I see them around here. I see them in Westfield and Southwick.
Dude,
I know what they're doing. I know. It's like I want to pull up and say, I know what you're doing. I know you can't say, hey, because this is when the whole Trayvon Martin thing was going on.
Yep.
I see a Confederate flag out in this way forever.
Right.
But I drive down the street when the whole shit's going down with Zimmerman and stuff, and guess what I see?
Yeah.
So it's basically dudes saying, like, you know what? I can't really say, like, fuck that kid. But I can fly this flag as a sort of like,
right,
this is my own middle finger to you.
Well, and if I'm being completely realistic, you know, like I was saying, oh, we live in the liberal Northeast, Massachusetts, Connecticut. I used to live in Connecticut. As a young child, a cross was burned on my front lawn. Ku Klux Klan, just racist asshole kids. I don't know.
One and the same.
But exactly, that's the thing. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't, the club that initiated the activity doesn't make a difference. But it's like, you know, even here where, you know, most people don't think that kind of racism exists.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely exists. You know, I've experienced it firsthand, and I'm sure other people have experienced it firsthand and probably, you know, far worse examples, because hey, what did my family do? You know, they and the other handful of families in the town where this happened, who, you know, several houses were attacked on the same night. They burned crosses in front of our house and a couple of other houses. And you know, what did any of us do? We went outside, we cleaned it up, and that was it.
Yeah, kept it moving.
You know. And that's kind of how racism in general is treated in our region. It's something to kind of just be swept up after, and everybody acts like it doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But something like that is just as likely to happen in this area as it is in the South. It's just when it happens in the South, we can look at each other and go, I'm not surprised at all. Because it's the South. Well, because they got the fucking Confederate flag on the Capitol. Like, you know, it's not a secret.
Right. You know? Look, and, I mean, whatever. We'll put the article up on the website or whatever. But that's they were trying to dismantle it back in like 2000, and they had a vote, and of course they fucking rallied the troops up and rallied the fucking knucklehead racist Southerners up, and that shit passed. That they're gonna keep the flag, and they're gonna keep it, and they're gonna put it on.
Yep.
They're gonna put on the veterans. They took it off the Capitol and said, "We'll move it over here." And then you can't change it unless you know the governor can't take it down. You have to have a vote to take it down because this is now part of the veterans cemetery. So ha. And that's basically what they, when I read that, I was like, oh, I know exactly what they did. They knew what they were doing. They're like, yo, we're going to lose a vote to keep it up at the state capitol. So let's move it over here to keep it. So they know what they're doing. So, morons. But yeah, go, two things. Go look at the hashtag Stay Woke on Twitter. I think it's staywoke.org. But you could, I mean, I'm telling folks, take action. When I was finishing up school, I was saying, like, one of the things that we could do as social workers is, like, be, like, you know, change agents and like, take action and stuff. And it could be something as simple as, like, following stuff online and, like, spreading stuff through social media. I know folks are busy. You don't have time to go march. You don't have time to be out there holding signs all day or write an article for the paper or do interviews and shit like that. But, yo, if you can't share a link, because everyone's on fucking social media now, like, don't even be on social media. Like, just retire. But, yeah, you know, just literally stay woke and, like, know these things are going on. Read these articles. Spread the word at work, water cooler, you're waiting at the DMV. You know, talk about this stuff with folks. I think that's sort of the way to combat that.
Share that, not the shitty meme.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
stop trying to be the funny guy and start being the smart guy.
Yeah. No. Educate stuff. At least have a balance. Jesus. Post pictures of your dog eating a pizza and post articles about...
Don't post about pictures of your dog.
Institutional racism in America.
MIC can post pictures of his dog.
You
cannot post pictures of your dog.
I'll tell you what. Nino's not that much of an activist on his account on Twitter, but there's a bunch of dogs that are like political activist dogs that are posting all kinds of shit. And it's great. I mean, it's the dogs, it's their owners, but, you know, they'll be out there marching and protesting and stuff too. So, hey, shit, they know they got a message to send. They got people listening. So that's the thing.
Well, we have a message to send. We just sent it. I don't know if we have anybody listening anymore because we just talked for like 45 minutes, but
they're like, get back to the music, you morons.
We are going to get back to the music. That is going to wrap up this edition of Clandestine Transmission. We got one more song coming up for you. Music from Young Fathers. Scottish. Call them a hip-hop group. Call them a rock group. Hey. Call them both. Their most recent LP, White Men Are Black Men Too. Topical.
Aha. Very topical.
Name of the track is Dare Me. Because we just dared you to make a change, to attempt to change some minds if and when the opportunity presents itself. It's going to be the final track. Until next time, expect another episode of Clandestine Transmission in a couple weeks. This is Al Ketter,
MIC,
and we are signing off for another week.
Crystals while I reload my pistol, you filthy boy, you know. never had a chance. A chance. Semi-automatic for you, Papa. The stress comes quick. Be there when you're on your knees. Say your prayer, midnight cowboy. That's a mother sleep tight cowboy. You're nicely tucked in. Is now over your chin. You missing, I'm making. You giving, I'm taking. Push out the rations. Soon I get a whooping. I'm gonna show you Pepe. It's looking pretty, huh? Looking pretty, huh? It's pretty, huh? Dangling on the ledge where you hope now. As it pass by, laughing like I don't mind, don't mind, don't lie. I'm here to leave you lonely, so you can turn it on me. You never had a chance. Never asked me out again.